This is Crane Blanchard with Joseph1637.com. I want to read today the story of Christmas. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 40. It begins like this. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days of her accomplishment, that she should be delivered, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now even go to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad, saying, which was told of them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at these things which they had told them by the shepherds. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when the eighth day was accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, to offer a sacrifice according to that which was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was a just, devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, The Lord now letteth thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and a glory of thy people Israel. Joseph and Mary marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which was spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through his own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phinehas, a daughter of the tribe of Asher, and she was of great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of some 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with praying and fasting, night and day. She came in at that instant and gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake unto them all the things they that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law, they departed into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This Christmas season, we look at Christmas as Jesus being born. But actually, what we're looking for is the second coming. Jesus came, died for our sins, and went to heaven. And now he shall return. It's been almost 2,000 years, but still, he's returning. God says that those that endure to the end, those that keep the faith to the end, shall receive their reward. Jesus is coming again. This is Crane Blanchard with Joseph 1637. Merry Christmas, and have a wonderful new year.